Governor Gary Herbert says Utah's Olympic legacy is living on.
This is a great day where we're announcing this new partnership. We've branded the name State of Sport to go along with our past events.
It's a partnership that will bring several major events and an Olympic team announcement to Utah.
The partnership that we have right now will be five events over two seasons, the 2012-13 and 13-14 seasons. We'll also have an announcement of the free ski team that will be selected for Sochi. And the reason that's so important and kind of a neat thing to have in Utah is, of course, that'll be the first time that free skiing has been in the Olympics.
That's Utah Sports Commission CEO Jeff Robbins, who made the announcement at the state capitol on Friday. He says under the terms of the partnership, Park City Mountain Resort, Deer Valley, and the Canyons will host the events, which are expected to bring thousands of people to Park City and millions of dollars to Utah. Here again is Governor Herbert.
It's going to be about a $15 million impact on our economy with these events that are going to be coming up. We'll have national and worldwide exposure on NBC, NBC Sports Network, Universal, and Fuel TV, which will broadcast the events.
Jen Hudak is a world championship medalist in halfpipe skiing, who moved to Utah 8 years ago. She says Friday's announcement is exciting news for both athletes and fans because it brings more stability to the events.
We would have some years and then none other years, and largely they were in Europe. There weren't really many in the U.S. There was nothing regular about it, so people didn't know whether to show up. So this, because it's a two-year deal, there will be some consistency in the timing of it and in the quality and the format of the event.
The Utah Sports Commission says they hope this is just the beginning of a longer partnership. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.